In Brazil, the country's feisty newspapers are always trying to one-up each other. The biggest paper of them all, Folha, has a new weapon. His name is João Montanaro, and he's a political cartoonist who loves to skewer the powerful. His work has been called fresh, his artistry idiosyncratic. Not bad for a 14-year-old. NPR's Juan Ferreiro has the story from Sao Paulo.
João Montanaro is thin, tall, with a mop of black hair. He loves video games, the country's great passion, soccer, and roughhousing with his two brothers. But in the family's small two-bedroom house, João has his own studio. There you'll find books with works from the world's best-known cartoonists, from Charles Schulz's Peanuts to a complete collection of Calvin and Hobbes. João says they all provide him with the inspiration that got him drawing when he was a small boy.
I make comics, cartoons, a comic strip too. And I like political because you can joke about somebody bigger than you.
João's fascination with cartoons began on his father's lap. Mario Barbosa had some anthologies featuring the best in Brazilian cartooning. João was too young to understand the political messages, but he took to the art form.
My dad had books with cartoons of that guys, and I see the books and I love it.
And in time, he began to discern what the greatest Brazilian cartoonists, Arnaldo Angeli, Glauco Villas Boa, and others were trying to say. All of them cartoonists at Folha, the 90-year-old broadsheet long known for its cartoons and illustrations.
Here have the Angeli old drawings, Glauco, from Folha.
At Folha's bustling newsroom, art director Mario Cano said editors saw something inventive in João's work. He'd already been working at Folha's kids' newspaper, Folhinha, for 2 years.
We brought him with this idea to show that, yes, young people also read newspaper, also are smart, are clever, can show their ideas in this space.
João belongs to a family that devotes lots of time to the arts. His little brother, Felipe, is learning to dominate the guitar. João's twin, Rafael, plays the drums. Walk into the bedroom the three boys share, and it's like that of any American boy. Messy beds and video games. Their father says João is just like any kid his age.
He plays football, he goes to school, he has no problem about this. He's not a famous one. He's not a famous one. He's a normal guy.
Still, João is not exactly like other kids. He reads the paper 2 hours a day. He's familiar with the New Yorker magazine, and he likes to leaf through Le Monde Diplomatique. Some who support João are a little worried, like Orlando Pedroso, an illustrator at Folha. He says Folha may be putting too much pressure on him.
Okay, he's 14. It's a massive experience. This is incredible, but he should play some football and the girls.
João's big day is Friday, the day he does his cartoon for Saturday's paper. He sketches out 2, 3, 4 mock drawings, sending them to the paper for review. The editors then choose the cartoon for the next day's editorial page. João says what drives him is the absurdity in Brazil's rambunctious politics, or the news of the day. On a recent afternoon, he worked on The Wave, a sketch of the tsunami that hit Japan, inspired by a famous 19th century Japanese print.
Every day I draw. I have a sketchbook, and I sit and draw something.
Indeed, in many ways, João is still just a kid who likes to doodle. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.